work and think in the physical dimension. But most of us would at least admit that there's probably a spiritual dimension to life, and sometimes those spiritual things can get us down. So, where's Jesus in all of that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to take another look at this Jesus from a different perspective.
The alarm goes off, you wake up, out of bed, into the shower, the day's up and running. We talk, we think, we see, we feel, we react, we eat, we drink, we watch, we hope. We focus on the physical dimension of life. But get us in a quiet moment, a reflective moment, and ask us, is there more? Well, most of us would tilt our heads to one side and say, well, there must be. And that more has something to do with a spiritual side of life. You can't see it, but it's there. You can't taste it, but it can make life bitter, or it can make life sweet. Sometimes there's like an oppression, a weight on us. We just can't explain it, but it's there. The question is, what to do about it? My hunch is you know what I'm talking about. And yet, particularly in the West, we reject any notion of demons and devils and spiritual good and evil. It's interesting to me that the statistics show that over 70% of people believe in some form of God, but only about 30% of people believe in a devil or in demons. And yet, if we believe in a spiritual dimension, if we know in our heart of hearts that there is some spiritual thing going on that we can't see, we know it's there. We know that there is good and evil in the spiritual realm. Over these last few weeks and for the next couple of weeks on a different perspective, we're looking at the whole question of who exactly is Jesus? Beyond the stained glass window thing, is he real? Is he relevant? Is he here in life? Jesus made this outrageous claim, I've come to set you free. Okay, so are you a spiritual liberator, Jesus? Is that what you meant? I mean, if you have come to set us free, and if we know in our heart of hearts that there is some spiritual dimension, and we acknowledge that there is some evil there, have you come to set us free from that? It's interesting how spiritual oppression often isolates us socially. We're going to look at a story in a minute of a man who was in exactly that situation, a man who met Jesus in that situation. So is Jesus a spiritual liberator and a social integrator? Let's have a look. I'm going to read you this story. It's a great story. It comes from the Bible, from Mark's Gospel, and it's a story about Jesus and this man. They went across the lake into a region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even in a chain, because he'd often been chained hand and foot, but he just tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he'd cry out and cut himself with stones. When Jesus saw him from a distance, this man ran and fell on his knees in front of Jesus. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." And then Jesus said, "What is your name?" And the spirit answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the hillside nearby. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down a steep bank into the lake, and they were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who'd been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who'd seen it and told the people what had happened to this demon-possessed man, they told them about the pigs as well, and then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who'd been demon-possessed begged to go with him, but Jesus didn't let him come. He said, "No, go home to your family and tell him how much the Lord has done for you and how he's had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell all around him how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. It's a great story. It's a strange story, isn't it? The notion that somebody could be demon-possessed doesn't really fit with our Western understanding, our rational mindset. And yet, Jesus believed it. Jesus was there. Jesus had the spiritual insight, the discernment to look at this man and his bizarre, horrible behavior, this demon-possessed man. I don't have all the answers. You know, people sometimes say everyone who has schizophrenia is actually demon-possessed. I don't believe that. But they might be. And some of them certainly are. Some of the behavior that we see in people comes from that darker spiritual side. We need to acknowledge that. I do. I believe that. And here's Jesus. He gets out of the boat. Jesus has got rock star status by now. The people are flocking around him. Thousands want to hear him speak and see him healing people and blessing them. And instead of going and avoiding this street person, this outcast, this weirdo, he's there. And he has the spiritual authority to cast those demons out. He deals with that spiritual possession. Isn't it interesting? Everyone else says, wow, this is really weird. Look what happened to the pigs. Jesus, would you go away? Would you just please leave our region and go away? Isn't that so how we behave when we don't understand something? Why wasn't there dancing in the streets that this man who had been a madman, who had been living naked amongst the tombs like an animal, why wasn't there dancing in the streets? That this man had been saved. That this man had his life back. This man had a future. No, they thought it was weird. They thought it was strange. They couldn't cope with what Jesus was doing and said, go away. And he's getting back into the boat. And the man comes and says, can I come with you? Wouldn't you say that if you had been that man? I think I would. And look at what Jesus says. Look, it's just fabulous. Jesus said to him, go home to your family and tell them what the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. The spiritual healing led to social integration. The spiritual healing gave this man his family back. I can hear you thinking, Bernie, do you actually believe this stuff? Absolutely. Because the devil is alive and well today. And so often I see when I'm doing something that really is going to make a difference for God, so often on the morning that I'm about to come to the studio to record a program or the night before, things happen in my life. Sometimes I feel a heaviness, an oppression. Sometimes it's physical things. Sometimes it's tension with someone else. I see that happen so much. I know that the devil is alive and well. I know that there is a dark side to that spiritual realm. And maybe you're thinking, well, am I demon-possessed? Do I need an exorcist? You know, Hollywood has a lot to answer for as it kind of sensationalizes this whole thing. I'm not talking about that Hollywood model. I'm simply saying the devil is alive and well. And some people are overcome by powerful, evil forces. If you are struggling in your life and you don't know why, if nothing seems to be going right, if you seem to be doing all the right things and yet there is a heaviness and a something happening, I would encourage you to take that to Jesus in prayer. The devil is alive and well. Jesus is a spiritual liberator and a social integrator. To celebrate Easter this year, I've written a new life application booklet called Who is Jesus? To help you draw ever closer to your Lord and Savior. You see, my passion is seeing you live in a rich, powerful, dynamic relationship with Him. That's why I'd love to send you your very own free copy of this latest booklet. It's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you draw ever closer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.